showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Cumasun na Meon.
I'm Dave Daly and welcome to From the Sidelines. This week we meet the guys from Ballygrath Girls and Boys Football Club in County Meath. The club prides itself with inclusion for girls and boys and players of all abilities.
My name is Brian Matthews. I'm chairman of Ballygrath Girls and Boys Football Club, based here in the Cairnstown, Ballygrath areas, and we cater for players from all the surrounding areas as well. We began the club in 2010, in particular because a lot of local clubs were concentrating on senior football, and I felt there was no place for very young kids to start playing football. So that's how we started off with a couple of seven-a-side teams, a mixture of boys and girls at the time. But we incorporated the name girls into our team because we felt that it was a very growing sport all over Europe and in the States. And we decided that when we had enough girls, we'd start just all girls teams. So now we have 12 all girls teams ranging in age from under 8s up to 2 senior ladies. And also we have 12 all boys teams, our oldest which is under 18s, and we have youngest is under 7s. We have over 400 players in the club. We also have a football for all section where we cater for children of all different needs, and that is held during the warmer weather, of course. We do it in 6 or 10 week sessions with the backing of the FEI. And we on training nights here, on tours and nights here, we have a fantastic facility in the local Cairnstown area with a full size astro pitch with floodlights, and we have 2 grass pitches which are playable all year round as well. So it really helps with all our fixtures. We have over 50 coaches. All coaches are Garda vetted, have PDP 1, 2 and 3, and also have child protection done as well, which is very, very important. We're a club marked club, and we try to treat everyone with... we don't hold trials. Every player is welcome in the club. We always... we never shut our doors. We never say we have enough, because we feel that all the kids need is a chance. And when we have enough players, we will start up a team. And that's how we operate. We encourage the parents to get involved. We try to get them as educated as best as we can, coaching-wise, because our mantra is that, you know, educate your coaches and they'll educate your players. Fair play, everyone's treated the same, and everyone gets an equal amount of time on the pitch. That's our ethos of the club, particularly with the small side of games. And we are growing every year, and to such an extent that we not only train here in our fantastic Astro facility here, we also have to send teams up to the local GAA club in Walterstown, who have all-weather training facilities to cater for the numbers. Having said that, we have our own private ground, Ballarat Park, which just has 1 grass pitch, and that's being developed every year at the moment to try and make it more playable and make it more sand-based. Obviously, fundraising is a cost, and the Astro pitch here doesn't come cheap. It's not ours, and last year we paid over 20,000 in training and match fees. So we try to keep the cost down as low as possible so every kid can get involved with the club, and we try to do as much fundraising as we can. And we also look for help from whatever grants may be going. And but it's tough. It's tough, but we keep going. And to see the smile on the kids' faces every week and enjoying our game of football is what we're all about. Fun and enjoyment. The Cairnstown and Ballarat areas around here are 15 minutes from nowhere and 15 minutes from everywhere. We're sort of caught in between Navan, and particularly Johnstown, which is a big area, Slane, Ashbourne and Duleek. So we do attract players from the surrounding areas, and it means that we have enough players then to carry on with 11-a-side teams all the way up. It's very important that, we don't actively go seeking players through trials like a lot of other bigger clubs would do in Navan maybe, but we welcome everybody here, and it's good to see you know, the people coming and joining up, because there's a lot of people who have relations who moved out of this area and are not too far away and come back to play for us, for the local team.
Brian Matthews there, founder and chairman of Ballarat FC. Now club secretary Sinead tells us her story.
I'm involved with the club many, many years. I have 2 daughters currently playing, one on senior ladies and one under 11s, which I also coach along with my husband, so a family affair. Yeah. I am the secretary for the club, but I'm also the designated liaison person, so I have safeguarding 1, 2 and 3 done. It's compulsory for me to check that all the coaches are guarded vetted and have safeguarding 1 at least done, and their PDPs 1, 2 and 3, if depending on what age group they're training for. PDP 1 would be for a 5-a-side, 7-a-side, right, and then you go up PDP 2. PDP 3 is for 11-a-side. So coaches, this is an FAI incentive. So they would come out here and they would do the PDP 1 with us, or PDP 2, 3, whatever it may be. You do, it's half online and half practical. So you do your 3 hours online and then you come up to the pitch and then you have to do the actual practices on the pitch. One of the things I remember from doing my PDP 3 is that we're told they're not called drills anymore, they're called practices. Now that's very hard to get your head around that, because we're all very used to saying we're going to do this drill, but they would tell us not to say it as a drill, it's a practice. So more beneficial maybe, I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy here. I think the community environment is absolutely fantastic. It's a great family environment, I would say. As I said, like my children, and I know there's loads of other people that have been able to have 3 or 4 kids all involved in it. We do certain fundraisers. We're involved in the SFAI Cup games. The kids play league matches. So the girls would be the Metropolitan Girls League and the boys would be NDSL, the North Dublin District League, say. So the Metropolitan Girls League, just for example, my girls, under 11 girls, we play home and away. So we could be, this week we're home. When I say home, we could be up in Ballarat Park, or we could be here in this fantastic facility here, Kentstown Village Park. Or we could be away, Balbriggan, we could be Malahide, we could be Bowes. So depends what way the league sets us up. But everybody that joins is told about the home and away situation. And I think it's fantastic for 7-year-olds, 8-year-olds to have that and to get on a home game or an away game.
Now we hear from the director of girls football at the club.
My name is Dave Hewitt, the director of women's football and girls football in Ballarat FC. I think I'm involved with the club now 12 years, and how I got involved was my daughter played with the boys and up until under 12s, and she didn't want to play with the boys anymore, and she said to me, Dad, will you be able to start the team? So I said, yeah, I'll give it a go. So I was fixture secretary at the time. So I started up the first girls team. That was about 8 years ago now. And thankfully to say, my daughter is still playing now with the senior teams. But since then, we've grown the girls side of it we've 11 teams now, I think. This year we have 2 senior women's teams as well competing, which is fantastic. And we've teams all the way up from under 8, all girls teams, 9s, 10s, 11s, right up until 16s. I manage the 16 girls as well. But I have to say, I have 3 girls myself, and that's hence why I'm involved with girls football. I always played football to a decent level myself. But until I start getting into girls football, I much prefer it than the boys and the men's football. It's much more honest. You don't see the girls rolling around on the ground like Ronaldo or whatever when they get an injury. In fact, I've seen some, you know, head clashes out on the pitches, and both sets of players would get up, shake hands, and that's the way, you know, girls football is, or that's the way I see it. In the league that we play in, the NEFL up here, the senior ladies, all the managers know each other. We talk about the football. We try and progress the football together rather than individually. It's like that also in the MGL. I'm managing the MGL with the under-16s as well. You get to know a lot of people over the years. You keep in touch with people, you get friendlies. But one thing I'd say about girls football is there's a lot of people involved in it in the proper way that they want to progress it for the girls. And if you can see from the senior women's football team, they're doing so well after having a brilliant World Cup. We're in a magnificent group now. It was Sweden, England and France, which is going to be brilliant. We regularly bring the girls, all ages, to Tallaght Stadium to see the matches. In fact, one of our coaches that coaches the senior girls team with me, Katie Milady. She had the famous song that they brought to Australia with them. She wrote it from Tala to Australia. You might have heard it, and Nova might have played it. So yeah, we've a huge connection here with girls football, and it's from the beginning when Brian started the club 13-14 years ago, in the title was Ballarat GBFC Girls Boys Football Club, and although the club started primarily obviously with boys, we did introduce the girls into it, and I can tell you now, the girls are, you know, there's no boys don't get treated any differently than the girls and vice versa. Senior teams don't get pitches ahead of junior teams. Everybody's treated the same in this club, and as I said, I'm just you know, it's a privilege to be part of it. I know Brian from when I was 40 years ago. He managed me in the Kennedy Cup, a famous representative tournament. And that's where I originally knew Brian from, and then obviously got involved up here.
Now Rob, a PE teacher by day and football coach in his spare time, speaks about the academy and player development.
My interest came when my children started to get involved in the academy, and then quickly I was asked to get involved and looked after the academy for a couple of years, and I've moved on now to the under 7 and under 8s. But when I was with the academy, it was all about kind of getting the kids in, making it fun, making it as much of a social scene as it was then. It wasn't all about football. It was more about the social thing, because it was just after COVID-19 and stuff like that as well, and getting kids back out and playing sport. And I suppose that was natural because it is my job day in, day out. Through that, it just grew and grew. So when one friend came along, they would end up bringing up one friend, and then another friend would come. So it was kind of like a little bit that it would kind of, it took off just once there was two or three friends that were involved. It grew to 5 and 6, and then it just grew and grew. And that's how we take everybody on. We have a great little section of Football for All, and that is a pathway then even into mainstream teams. And we have a few lads that have overlapped from coming up to the Football for All and then into the mainstream teams. And it's just getting the kids' interest in football and sport in general, because it's all to do with fundamental movements first and foremost, like how they run, just how they take like little hits or whatever in the game, and just really adapting to everyday situations of running around the schoolyard and being involved in sport in some ways.
And finally, Claire, a parent at Ballarat FC, tells us about her boy's involvement with the club.
My two sons here are in Ballarat. One of my sons, Aaron, he's in academy, and Oscar is under 8. Oscar started in academy, and I just think it's absolutely fantastic. It's brought on his confidence, self-esteem, everything. It's just been so, so fantastic for him. I can see Aaron following in Oscar's footsteps, and the support within the facility itself is just phenomenal. I'm actually blessed as a mum to have my children here in this facility. It's so safe and very rewarding to see the children so happy leaving.
I'm Dave Daly, and you have been listening to From the Sidelines on Radio Nova. If your club has a story to tell, email sidelines@nova.au. Radio Nova, coming to a sideline near you soon.